Hey, hello, come in. I'm really glad you could come over. Sorry about the short notice, but we will get into that later. First, come in. Look at me blocking the doorway like an idiot. Just dump your coat over there. You got your character sheets with you? Excellent. Okay. So I know I told you we would do this in the living room in the email, but I guess it's the Bachelorette final season or some shit. Who knows? Anyway. Roommates are all a flutter about it, and the kitchen is a war zone, so the only thing left is my bedroom. I know, a little weird, don't worry. It's not like it's covered in ponies and unicorns and monkeys riding unicorns. I'm not 12 anymore, stop laughing. I went through a monkey riding things phase. What do you mean, like what? Like unicorns and I don't know, lions. These were very important monkeys. They had places to go. Shut up. I'm sure you were a little dork too. What's the boy equivalent of monkeys and unicorns? Dinosaurs and tanks? Wait, that does sound pretty good. Fine, you win this round. Okay, here's my room. See, totally normal university girl room. Posters of indie bands with non-threatening boys as the lead singer. Check. Pictures of David Tennant, clearly the hottest doctor, looking sternly at something. Check. Oh, that? This is so dumb. I was reading Cosmo. What do you mean when? Last time I was at the doctor's office. What do you think, stupid? It was either that or Golf Weekly, so whatever. Anyway, they said to really bring a pop to your room, you should always add a bit of tapestry. So I framed my vinyl copy of Tapestry by Carole King. I know, I'm hilarious. None of the ladies I room with here got it, though. Okay, I guess we'll have to play either on the floor or the bed. And the floor sucks. Like, sucks. I mean, do you want to get your butt close to the carpet? Who knows how many generations of students have giggled their way through anal in this very room? Yeah, I can really paint a picture with words, can I? There's a reason I'm the DM, you know? Okay, hop in the bed. Get your character sheet out. We can roll the dice on this book. Okay, just let me do a quick recap. Previously on Dungeons and Dragons, our plucky adventurers finally made it to the Mad Queen's lair, and true to her reputation, she quickly froze the party en masse, trapped in an unbreakable hold, person spells, all except you. What happened to you is unclear. One minute you were in the lair, next you're here. Wherever here is. So that's the sitch. The stuff that happens to you separated from the party, they can't know about, so it's easier if we just have a quick narrative session here to, establish what happens to you when you're blinked out of existence at the lair. So, what do you do? Inventory check. Smart. You have everything you were carrying with you in the lair, so like your short sword, your crossbow, some provisions, a quiver, and your leather armor. Not much, really. You look around, it's not exactly dark. It's more like an absence of any color or light, like maximum gray, ultra blech. It's kind of a bummer. Suddenly, the Mad Queen appears before you. She is beautiful and terrible, and you know that her exterior shell is not what it appears, for under the surface rise unspeakable eldritch horrors. She seems to be made of electricity, and her magic power sparks off her fingertips like a Tesla coil. Then, just as suddenly, the Mad Queen snaps her fingers, and you are in a waiting room. A waiting room with red carpet and two very comfortable looking armchairs. There's a light source coming from somewhere, but you don't know where, illuminating the chairs in a pool of light. Beyond the light is pitch, inky darkness. The queen is sitting in one chair. She beckons you to take the other. I trust you do not need any more demonstrations of my power, she says surprisingly calmly. What do you do? Interesting. Okay, you cross the pool of light and you sit down in the remaining chair. Not saying a word. Let me just quick roll for her reaction. Okay. She seems amused, but in a slightly condescending way. I control this realm entirely. You know this to be true. And as she says it, your character does absolutely believe she has complete control over whatever pocket of universe you're in. See, you fools think I'm just powerful in your realm, but I am more powerful than you can imagine. I have learned the secrets of metamagic. What do you mean, what's metamagic? Shut up for a second. It's not like she's done talking. I have divined the truth of your existence. You are a pawn, literally, in someone else's game. His actions guide yours. But through this place, I am able to make that direct connection. That means he must physically guide you, using his body to match your own. Oh my god, are you going to keep interrupting? Yes, this is a thing in the 5th edition. It's in that new one that just came out, you know? The Book of Magic stuff? Guide to Things? Something like that. Yes, I know you haven't read it yet. Trust me, this metamagic stuff is in there. Like, in the back. I'm sorry, is it hot in here? I feel a little warm. I'm just going to crack the window a bit. Oof. Okay, whew, back to the game. So, we're gonna have a little game of wills. I can make your avatar here, the one in front of me, believe anything. For example, I can make him believe his armor is too hot, that it's scalding his skin, branding his flesh. Okay. So now roll to save against magic. Oof. A 5. That's not good. So the way this spell works is you have to physically mirror your character's actions. So if she's heating up his armor, you're gonna have to take off your shirt. Look, man, you're the one who failed the saving throw. Learn to roll better. Besides, you know, you've got a t-shirt underneath your shirt. I'm not an idiot, and it's not like I haven't seen you shirtless before at some point in our previous decade of friendship, right? Oh my god, do you remember that one time when I refused to let you go home because you were so freaking smashed? I had to sneak you in a room and you slept over and... Right, sorry. The game. Okay, so take off your shirt. Your character takes off his leather armor, recoiling at the heat he perceives it to be generating. Okay, roll another saving throw. Holy crap, you really can't throw for shit tonight. A 3? Man, okay, well, you failed. Let me roll to see what piece of clothing she heats up next. Wow. I hate to say this, but I just got a natural 20, so let me look up the chart. Yeah, take off your pants. Yeah, I'm serious. What do you mean, show me the book? It's way over there on the shelf. I just copied the chart into my notes here. No, you can't. Hey, give those back. Dude, you can't look at my notes. I'm the dungeon master. That's like sacrilegious. Don't do that. Don't look at them. Okay, yeah, so I can explain. Yeah, there's no chart. I was freestyling. Metamagic isn't a thing in the Tome of Crap or whatever. What do you mean, what's this page of my notes mean? It's just a drawing of you and me
as fantasy heroes
riding unicorns, leading a monkey army. Is that weird? No, don't go. I'm sorry. Shit, I'm sorry. Look, okay. Real talk time. Forget about the game. Okay. Forget about the game and let me get it together here for a second. Just deep breaths. pen and... Okay. Here goes. So, we've known each other since grade school. We've been besties since we met. We got each other through high school, and we're still great friends in university. So, I don't know how to do this. I mean, I know how to get laid. That's easy, but guys are dogs. I don't want to just have sex with you. I mean, I do, but that's not all I want. I want like girlfriend, boyfriend stuff with you because I, you know, fuck off. Don't make me say it. Okay, you know what? Forget it. I don't know what I was thinking of anyway. Why would you want me? You know the kind of girls you date. Fucking shit heels that are guaranteed to make you miserable because God forbid you'd be attracted to anybody who's nice to you. And I know this because you come crying to me whenever it inevitably goes south. Because, surprise, when you date stupid cunts, they tend to do stupid cunt shit a lot. But hey, whatever. That's what I'm here for, right? Just to be your emotional life support while I go and fuck other dudes who are not you because you wouldn't look at me like that while I grow old waiting for you to love me back. Oh, fuck off. Yes, okay, I love you. You fucking dumbass jerk off asshole fuckwad. I mean, I've been in love with you since 2 weeks after we met. I love you, asshole. Fuck me if I know why seeing you, your dumbest man existent. Oh, did you just kiss me? Why are you laughing? How is this funny? Wow, okay. The laughing and kissing is throwing me kind of mixed signals, but you taste really good, so. Oh my god, I am short of breath. Say it again? Fine, I love you. Stop laughing! It's not... Yeah, you're right. It is actually kind of funny now that I think about it. Are you saying this whole thing may have been a little too elaborate? Because in my head, this plan was completely foolproof. Air fucking tight. Holy shit. I'm still kind of flashing back on that kiss. But wait. Hang on, why are you kissing me in the first place? Is this some kind of weird friendship pity thing? Because if it is, I might have to kick you in the balls. You love me too? Always have. Ever since the first week. And you thought I was the one who had no interest. Well, shit. We might be the two dumbest people in the entire multiverse. Top three, easily. So, we've kissed, and we love each other, I guess. I'm gonna admit, I didn't really think this part through. I just kind of planned as far as getting your clothes off, and the rest I was just gonna play it by ear. What do we do now? What are you doing? What do you mean you're rolling? We're not playing. Holy shit. A natural 20. That's a critical hit. Yeah, that's the kind of hit that would have blown right by any defenses. What? Would it have been on the chart if the chart was real? Well, a natural 20 means you could have the Mad Queen do any single action. No possibility of save. Yeah, you could have made her topless. I guess I would have to play the queen in this scenario. Seems only fair. Okay, my top is off. Now what? You want me to roll? Okay, how about a saving throw against cunning? Jesus shit, that's a one. That's unreal. A critical fail means you get to control another action. You want the queen to straddle you. Oh, that's sort of against. No, you're right. I did just roll a one. Okay, shift over. Let me swing my leg around. Is that your cock? I mean, of course I know you have a penis. It's just really hard. Okay, I'm straddling you now. And, wow, my nipple is in your mouth. And no, don't stop. It's just something I've thought about a lot. Yeah, little bites are very, very good. Oh, sucking is good too. Please. Oh my god. Oh, wait. Oh, God. Please, your cock is so fucking hard. I can feel it rub against my jeans. Oh, my God. Yes, yeah, squeeze them together. Oh, put both nipples in your mouth. Jesus. Wait. Hang on. Let me grab a dye. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, would you look at that? I rolled an 18. Take off your fucking pants because I need you in my fucking mouth. Oh, holy shit. I want this cock in all of me. Grab my hair. Grab my head, you won't hurt me. Fuck like that. God, I love you. I really do. But right now, I want to fuck the daylights out of you. And it's your turn, so roll while I keep sucking you off. I'm 17. Shit. I guess you get to control another action. Oh, gosh, what a shame. Off with my pants it is. Just let me pull these down real fast. Oh, you want to help? Okay, just move your hand down. It's just your hand is in my pants and I didn't realize how wet I am. Your finger could probably slip in by accident, so fuck or on purpose. Oh, fuck. I don't mind. I don't mind that your finger's inside of me. Jeez. Oh, shut up and rub my clit while I get these fucking pants off. Fuck yeah. Just like, Jesus, just like that. Okay. Okay, they're off. Shit. Where did the dice go? Shit. Oh my god, that's another 18. Well, I guess you have to eat my pussy now. Oh no, don't move. Let me climb up and grind this wet pussy on your face. And oh, your tongue. Fuck, that feels so fucking good. Oh, put your tongue all the way inside me. Jesus. Oh, I'm gonna grind until you eat the cum out of me. Oh, fuck. God, this is insane. I feel like my entire body is gonna explode. Oh, God. So, when are you gonna put your delicious fucking cock inside me? Oh, my God. Fucking sucking my clit, right? Just like that. Oh, my God. I'm gonna fuck you so hard, you fucking idiot. Why didn't you tell me this before? Oh, right. Not the time. Okay. Okay, please, now put your cock inside me, please. Oh, holy shit. Okay, don't stop. I'm gonna ride you until you come. Oh my god, yeah, suck on my nipples. Okay. Oh, they're yours. Oh my god. Oh my god, my pussy needs that. Oh my god. My pussy needs you to come with me. Please, please, please come with me. God, God, I'll come with you. Fuck, fuck, fuck me. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh God. Come with me, come with me. Holy shit. Oh fuck. Oh my God. God. I was, Jesus, oh my god, fuck, what a mess. Ugh, worth it though. What's that? How many experience points was that? Ah, you cheeky little fuck. Fine. Let's just say you leveled up.